It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In 2022, Middleton High School spent more than $500,000 updating equipment for manufacturing, woodworking, and metalworking as part of a campus renovation project. Here's what the welding lab sounds like now on a school day.
This year, about a quarter of Middleton's students signed up for at least one of these courses. Middleton's investment in these classrooms are seen as a part of a wider change on the state and national level.
In recent years, Wisconsin High Schools have seen a steady increase in enrollment in hands-on technical education courses after years of decline.
Two Wisconsin shop teachers join us now.
Quincy Miller-John teaches welding as a technology education instructor at Middleton High School, where he's been since 2017. Stacy Sievert has been a technical education teacher at Seymour Community High School since 2017. She's taught social studies there for 22 years before that. Stacy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Quincy, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
I want to get both of your origin stories. Quincy, you taught not technical education for a long time. You were an English teacher and went over to welding. What inspired you to make that change?
For me, it was a lot of starting to feel like I was doing the same thing and just not seeing any results. My kids were engaged, my classes were good, but at the end of the day, I really felt like I was not leaving the kids with any real tangible skills. And when my wife and I moved to Wisconsin, had the chance to kind of reevaluate what my priorities were, and really, you know, my enjoyment for teaching, my passion for teaching, I wanted to find something that would still let me do that. And then that led me to thinking to some of my time working with theater groups and helping kids learn how to build, you know, theater sets. That led me to a welding degree at Madison College, and then on to a little bit of time in industry as an alternative certification pathway, and then to Middleton High School, where I'm able to work with kids every day with their hands and help them kind of bring their visions to life. And I don't have to take papers home to grade in the evening.
And Stacy, you came from a couple decades of social studies teaching and then getting into industrial arts. What led you to make that change?
Exactly. Well, ours was, or my reason was, a need in our community, really. Our school was going to be going on the fourth year of a long-term sub in tech ed. And I just really thought the program was important, saw its decline, as you can imagine, three solid years of a long-term sub going on the fourth. And I happened to be in the principal's office talking about homecoming, because I'm also the student senate advisor, when he got the email from the new teacher they had hired that no, he was not taking the job. He was using it basically as leverage in his own district. And so we were once again going to not fill a tech ed position. And so I told the principal literally, shoot, Tom, if you think I could do that. And so I went back and took classes at Fox Valley Tech in the woodworking department. And then I took a night class in welding and had an instructor come to me and teach me machining, because I really felt like it was a need that we needed to fill in our community. And it was going to need to be somebody from here that fixed our problem, that got the shops back cleaned up, raised the bar in curriculum so that we could bring in more and better tech ed teachers.
Now, I think back a certain number of years to my days in shop class. I remember it was wood shop. I built a wooden box. It wasn't the greatest wooden box ever. I imagine these classes have changed a little bit. I want each of you to paint a picture. Let's start with you this time, Stacy. What does technological education look like for you there in Seymour?
In some ways, it's the same, and in some, it's very different. CNC work, whether it be metals or woods, is really the highest need job in Northeast Wisconsin, is to be a CNC machinist. And so we really want to be able to expose our kids to some knowledge and understanding of what that would be like. We still do traditional woodworking. We still measure with rulers and, you know, hopefully measure twice, cut once. But we need to also understand the role of programming and what that looks like in manufacturing. Also, I believe our students have changed some. Back when you were in school, Rob, I would guess there was a handful of kids who came really knowing some of the curriculum. They knew how to weld or they knew how to build because they were with grandpa or dad doing that. And one of our changes was understanding that we need to make kids feel comfortable by starting at ground zero. We can't assume that they know anything like back when we were in school. And so by aligning our curriculum to start with the very basics and to fully teach welding from the ground up, woodworking from the ground up, each area, it's been more welcoming for students, and it's done a better job.
Quincy, take us on a tour of your workspace.
We still have a very traditional woods program where students are making wooden boxes, little keepsake boxes. They're making nightstands. They're using basic hand tools and power tools for that. Same's true in the weld shop. You know, we've got welders, a couple of welders that are older than I am, as well as some newer like multi-process ones. But like Stacy said, I think the biggest change has been the introduction of that CNC, computer numeric controlled equipment, and then the CAD and CAM, computer-aided design and computer-aided manufacturing that go along with that. Part of that, we tried to reflect that in even just our course names, that we changed the course from just metals to design and fabrication, really hoping to kind of preview for students that there are a lot more going into these jobs and into these classes than just showing up and doing some welding or a little bit of hammering nails into wood. We have seen, similar to what Stacy said, that there is this, there's a large kind of industry need for these advanced positions. And one of the biggest hurdles is lack of familiarity. You know, people's experiences with wood shop a lot of times come from what their parents had or even what their grandparents had. And the shops look different and the jobs look different in today's market. And there's a little bit of reteaching that has to happen, I think, both for students and for parents in terms of it showing them that just because it now involves computers, it's still a space where every student is welcome, regardless of how they feel like they are successful in the typical school environment. You know, I think sometimes shop classes were kind of seen as those refuges for kids that weren't good, didn't excel at the game of school traditionally. And there's a little bit of a hesitation there where kids are now like, well, I'm not very good with computers. And it's showing them that they, you know, they are good with computers and that the work that they're doing now is actually increasing their ability to turn their visions into reality.
I want to pick up on something you said there, Quincy. I think there's been a perception that schools have really focused more on, we're going to prepare as many kids for, you know, four-year college as we can. And industrial arts, vocational education, technology have kind of taken a back seat. Do you feel like your district, your community is supporting the kind of programming you're doing?
Yeah, I mean the district, we have such a supportive district from the superintendent down to the principal, down to my associate principal in charge of my department. I do think there is work to do. I think it is, especially in areas, you know, we're so close to the University of Madison here in Middleton, that there is this perception that kids need to go to college and that college is still the track for this demographic. And it can be difficult to have a conversation that doesn't feel like you're attacking college. But to talk to students honestly about, you know, debt load and career end goals and all of those like big, heavy conversations that are, you know, just frankly tough for anybody to have, let alone kids that are still 16, 17 years old. And so it is a little bit of showing that there are, you know, career-worthy jobs out here, that these are not jobs that kids are gonna run out of you know, salary ladder in their 20s, but they really can continue to progress up into careers that are gonna sustain them and allow them to start a family and do the same kind of work that they maybe assumed they would get with a college degree. But it is definitely a little bit of a balancing act because I'm not really interested in attacking college, but really just kind of elevating the work that happens in my department as, you know, worthy of that same consideration, maybe as the kind of assumption that like every kid's just going to go to a four-year school.
And Stacy, what is that balancing act like in Seymour?
Well, the community has been tremendous, really. first when I went into it, because our tech ed program really wasn't doing what we needed to be doing for our community, I spent a lot of time going to our local manufacturers and asking them, you know, what is it you need in skills? We had an advisory panel. We went on site. I got to see what they were doing at their workplaces, and they spoke to me about what they really needed in skills in their workers. And to be fair, I was a middle-aged female social studies teacher, right? Going to them and saying, I'm ready to do this, but tell me what you need. And they were excellent. And so then we developed our classes. Back in the 2000s, a move for Seymour and many schools was to be having manufacturing class, but it was do it all. We had a couple welders, we had some woodworking equipment. We had a little bit of everything, but not enough to teach a full class. And so that became very difficult if a teacher couldn't actually teach a skill and have all students do it. So then we broke that up from manufacturing classes to being specifically welding, machining, automotive, pre-engineering, woodworking, home construction, and that really helped us out. But our community then, well, first of all, our students responded, and we doubled the number of kids in classes within 3 years. And then our community responded by passing a $6.1 million referendum in 2021 so that we could really bring all those shop spaces up to industry standard, the space that they needed, the equipment that they needed. We have multiple CNCs in metals and woods. So the community support is what made it happen. And it's what's right. We really need to help our community by providing our students with the skills. We're not cheap, though. I mean, it's cheaper to run a classroom without equipment and metals, right? This is an expensive endeavor, but it's also what we need to do.
We're talking about technical education in Wisconsin schools. We've got Stacy Sievert from Seymour Community High School and Quincy Millerjohn from Middleton High School with us. Stacy, you mentioned you're a woman coming into this field. The cliche or the stereotype is these are, you know, guy professions. What kind of things do you do to encourage high school girls to check out these programs?
Well, that's an interesting question. And I think just being here is encouragement, but it's really not enough. And one of the things that we specifically do is this past 2 weeks, we have had first graders and fifth graders in the shop, because I think by the time kids are in middle school, the opinions are already formed in their minds about what's okay for them to take or what classes they see themselves in. And so we have elementary kids coming in so they can see and feel what learning and working spaces are like, and that it is normal to see female teachers and female students in those spaces, because I think it's too late by middle school. They have their opinion formed. So we're starting young is what we're doing, and hoping to open up those avenues.
I imagine both of you have had those moments where, you know, the kids light up. They realize they've done something, they've accomplished something cool. What is a project, or what are the kind of projects that you get that kind of, you know, light goes on moment for kids?
You know, it is interesting today having an array of traditional just welding and metalworking equipment. Some kids really just like using the iron worker and practicing really getting their welds dialed in. And other kids see the potential inside a CNC equipment to really bring anything they can imagine to life. And we actually, in my middle class, my design of fabrication two, we actually run two different pathways. We have an artisan pathway and a fabricator pathway. And each one has kind of a menu of options, but the fabricator one is focused on really building those, the fit and finish and the weld quality skills. And the artisan pathway is more of an exploratory one where they're kind of encouraged to pursue sculpture and give kids a chance to see that you can live in either world. And I try to embody kind of living in both of those worlds of finding the expression in whatever way kind of matches the kid's interest.
And Stacy, where do you see kids picking up the inspiration or the pride in what they're doing?
I would say that the projects that are useful to students or that they can personalize. But they also like to give gifts that people can touch and feel that they made and are are proud of. That's really the core of it. If they can use the object and if it can be personalized and say something about them and or who it's going to, it means an awful lot.
We'll leave it there. Stacy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Rob.
And Quincy, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Stacy Sievert has been a technical education teacher at Seymour Community High School, and Quincy Millerjohn teaches welding as a technology education teacher at Middleton High School. We talked to them about increasing demand and interest in technical education and shop classes in Wisconsin high schools.